And what would you call the same thing that lives on land?
Terrapin.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
See?
Do you get that elsewhere?
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything but that. Can the insides of other creatures be eaten besides a hog?
They are. There's another part, they called it the maw, they used to call it.
The maw?
And it's called, you can buy it. What is it called? I know there's a name for it, but I can't think of that other name. Anyway, what's the name of the hog's maw? Will you buy it in a can? The hog's called trite too.
Maybe, but I know.
Okay.
A lot of extra hog.
And the same thing in beef would be trite. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Yolk.
Yolk. Yeah.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go fishing? He might row himself across a lake.
Boat.
Would you ever call it a bateau?
Well, they used to be bateaus. I think they are out of date now.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Chain of beads, pretty string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
Beat him up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
miser.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks
bum.
Would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Well, slouchy, yeah.
Yeah.
Tacky, slouchy, tacky. We use it when they mix up the colors and things and don't match up things with tacky.
And what?
Right.
And let's see now. And what about slouchy? What would slouchy be?
I would think that would be where your clothes didn't fit and you didn't carry your things that well.
And could those words be applied to a man and a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Either one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
really dressed up.
Okay. And would you use that same expression for a man? He's really dressed up?
Yes, with some of them, they look stylish, things like that would look stylish, but I would say he's really dressed up if he had better clothes than usual.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is what for his age?
He certainly is spry for his age.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
It's the woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshoppers, and we don't just eat up with them.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
Spooky.
Okay. Somebody might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
ghosts.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
Jonah.
Okay. And what about an object that brings bad luck? Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
A morgue.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Coffin.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch or creek.
Oh, now which one's bigger?
Creek's the biggest.
Creek's the biggest. And then a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything smaller than a branch?
Well, there's streams.